This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out.
27,000 square feet.
I shouldn't have done that. Let's make sure that button is never pushed again. Live radio. I hear you, Sam. Hey, well, check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Those technical difficulties, I love them. Yesterday, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a long-awaited decision on the constitutionality of the most drastic gun control law in the U.S., and they effectively teed us up. If that's as far as it goes, they have effectively teed us up for something a la Australia. The Second Circuit ruled that nearly all of the New York SAFE Act does not violate the Second Amendment. The SAFE Act, Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, was presented to the New York State Senate and passed into law in 15 minutes. No debate was allowed, and the senators did not have time to read the bill before voting it into law. The SAFE Act is a complete ban on the sale or transfer of all military-style semi-automatic weapons manufactured within the past several decades. It is a total ban on the AR-15, AK-47, M14/M1A, HKG-3, Steyr-AUG, and many other civilian copies of military firearms. Prior to passage of the law, Governor Cuomo publicly stated that he was considering confiscation of existing rifles, but the final version of the law allowed existing owners to keep their rifles as long as they register them with the state. Upon the death of the owner, the rifle will be confiscated. It cannot be transferred to an heir within New York State. It also enacted a complete ban on the possession of all firearm magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. The law contains no grandfather provision for the previously legal items. Now, we've seen how that's worked out in New York State. But now a court has decided that it's going to, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals has decided to tee us up, if you will. And now that means that any state out there that wants to look at this can do it. Which is not to say they haven't already done it. I mean... That's really not. There's not a bunch of states waiting to jump on that bandwagon, as far as I know. Probably plenty of politicians. The feds are going to look at this quite favorably. Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, oh yeah. Hillary Clinton, yeah. Beyond that, the SAFE Act banned all private transfers of firearms, except among spouses, parents, and children. It created an ammunition purchase background check and ammunition purchase registry, which has proven to be unworkable. They don't have the actual infrastructure in place to make that one work. It banned the private sale of ammunition except from a licensed dealer, and it created a secret reporting requirement under which mental health professionals must report anyone suspected of being a danger to the state police for mandatory gun confiscation. Now that the Second Circuit has upheld the law, residents within the court's jurisdiction have no recourse except to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, where there is waiting for us a guaranteed 4 votes against the Second Amendment. You see, Cuomo and Bloomberg and the backers of the SAFE Act, we're all betting that the law will be upheld by the Supreme Court, which paves the way then for a national version of the law, which has already been introduced in the Senate by Dianne Feinstein, and which also paves the way for the Civil War to come. As soon as the Second Circuit issued its ruling Monday, Cuomo was out there calling for a national SAFE Act. This Second Circuit decision comes this week, hot on the heels of last week of having both Buffalo Barack and Hillary Clinton publicly praising the Australian and British mass gun confiscations of the 1990s. If it makes it to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court hears it, which the only way this is defeated now is if the Supreme Court hears it and defeats it. If it was upheld by the Supreme Court, nothing prevents Congress from summarily outlawing tens of millions of firearms overnight. Once they become contraband, the government may confiscate and destroy them without compensating the owner, just as they confiscate and destroy illegal drugs. We now went, overnight, we went from in pretty good shape to being in grave peril. And we now have Second Amendment rights hanging by a one-vote margin in the Supreme Court. This is why one of the things I hate is I hate throwing it to the Supreme Court. I don't think that's a win. Even if it comes out and we get the 5 votes, I still don't think it's a win. We've already had the Heller decision and the Heller decision should have already decided this. The Heller decision has a caveat in there in general use, which definitely the AR-15 is in general use. This is the same Supreme Court that upheld Obamacare and declared a national right to gay marriage. So constitutional conservatives and Second Amendment supporters, we should be terrified over the prospect of Justice Antonin Scalia having a heart attack during a Hillary Clinton presidency. Now, because of the Second Circuit Court, okay, and to their credit, the guys in California that are looking at what Gavin Newsom is trying to do, they have the right idea. They have the right idea. Because it is easier to defeat something before it becomes law than it is to take it off the books once it becomes law. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. Now, in a way, the Second Amendment moves into a place on the doomsday clock. Now, Let's have a 1 minute of reality here. Just because they were to say, let's say it makes it to the Supreme Court and they uphold it, that means nothing in the real world. It may mean laws fall into place and everything else, and then that just means that because of our reluctance to be activists, that we then become combatants. That's what it will mean. If we want to continue the way we are, I myself will choose the combatant avenue. And we've entered all of the arguments and everything else I've ever made here, all of that still holds true. But because of New York City, now the Bill of Rights hangs in the balance. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Another thing that happened yesterday. By the way, just because what I just told you regarding the Second Circuit, it has not been appealed and it has not gone to the Supreme Court yet. And this is, see, here's the thing about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can be told by Congress, you have no jurisdiction over this. Okay? The Supreme Court can be told that by Congress, that you have no jurisdiction over this. We don't have to simply meekly submit to the Supreme Court. This is the time now, before anything happens, to start calling people in Congress who want to remain in Congress and tell them, this is what's going on and this is what I want to have happen. And if enough people did that, then we have another April 2013 where expanded background checks, despite the fact that the polls still say they want them, don't happen. Because the constituents speak. So this is when the constituents need to speak. I know that pro football is fully in play and, you know, it's coming up on the holidays and all this other stuff. This is the time to get active. This is the time to get active. Now, despite this coming out yesterday, which don't expect to see the people like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton doesn't really understand most of what she talks about. She's really quite dense when it comes to a lot of things, especially when she starts talking about gun stuff. So this is going to evade her for a little bit because she's so arrogant. I can't see her listening to her handler saying, this is the time for us. Now, you know, this just got paid, you know, just got passed. And you live in New York. I mean, you know, I'd be very surprised to see that happen any sooner than a couple of weeks from now where it begins to dawn upon her. But we'll see. We'll see how that plays. Yesterday, Jennifer Palmieri, the spokeshole for the Hillary Clinton campaign, tried to walk back the Clinton calls for Australian-style gun confiscation during an MSNBC interview on Monday. She was speaking with Andrea Mitchell, who is, I don't even like saying MSNBC. These guys aren't news. They're not news. They're editorials. And I think I would really like it if they would just change their name to We Like Liberal Stuff Network. And then, you know, okay, you're being honest at least. There's a bit of dignity in that, isn't there? Getting out there, however, and, you know, posturing as news sort of insults me. But yesterday, Andrea Mitchell, liberal witch that she is, she had Jennifer Palmieri. And Jennifer Palmieri said that Hillary Clinton does not support gun confiscation, despite the fact that she told a crowd the Friday in New Hampshire that she supported gun confiscation because that's what the Australian method was. It was compulsory, mandatory gun buybacks. Yeah, there was a pittance paid to the gun owners of Australia for their guns and everything else, and they weren't confiscated, but they were rounded up under the force of the government coming after you if you didn't comply. That's confiscation, Hillary, no matter, you know. Question went this way. Andrea Mitchell said, finally, a quick question on gun control because the NRA on the weekend really went after her. Was she suggesting in her town hall meetings in New Hampshire on Friday, which she said she would look at the Australian system, was she suggesting confiscating guns? Now, a true reporter, a real news reporter, would have said, you know, the Australian method was compulsory mandatory gun buybacks, in effect, gun confiscation. Madam Secretary of State Hillary Clinton understand exactly what she was talking about in New Hampshire this past Friday? That would be the way the question was really put if it's going to be an honest question. Not a softball lob to where spokeshole Palmieri can respond. Of course not. She was. What she was referring to is places where there have been mass shootings in the countries that have done something. She's put forward a very common sense proposal that would have background checks for everyone, that would remove the special protections the gun industry has from liability. But that's all very common sense measures that the majority of the public supports. No challenge to that at all. There is no other, you know, the way you go after a consumer product is this. If they were making guns that blew up in my hands, I get to go after them. Making a gun or a product or soap or anything that actually does what it says it's going to do, that doesn't mean liability. If I take a bar of soap, you know, I can take a bar of soap and shove that down somebody's throat and kill them with it. That doesn't mean we go after Tide. Because you know what? I'm the criminal in that case. I'm the criminal. Whether I use a bar of soap or a gun or, you know, a plunger or whatever I find, especially if it's a bathroom-themed murder, I'm the criminal. I'm the bad guy in this. I'm the one you go after. Not the product I used. What if I take the Women's Home Journal or whatever, you know, Vogue magazine? What if I take Vogue magazine, wind it up, and shove it down somebody's throat? Are we going to sue Ann Wittenauer and Vogue? No. I'm going to be labeled a monster. I'm going to be put under the jail. And if I was in Russia, I'd be led to this place where there's a drain and they'd pull out a gun and, you know, E-I-E-I-O. So, who says we want that? I know they want that because they want to drive gun companies out of business. I know they want that. I know why they want that, because it's like abortion. If there's no gun companies to make guns, then there's no guns coming into the new system. And no matter how much we know how to fabricate and keep things going, no matter how much that goes on, eventually guns fall apart. You know, they tried that in Cuba. I mean, you can go to Cuba today and find some very nice antique cars that still run like the day they were new. So that doesn't really mean something, but, you know, that's their thing. All guns will fall apart sooner or later. They know so little about it. I remember the one political operator said, if we just let them fire the magazines one time, they can't use them anymore because they thought the magazines could only be loaded one time. Stupidity is astounding. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432, this portion of the show. Brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Dateline UCLA, their Professor Adam Winkler, the UCLA law professor and author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America, has put forth an argument which asserts changing demographic trends in the United States assures that gun control is becoming a winning proposition for politicians. And I'm laughing because it's laughably wrong. And I got to wonder, is this why the Democrats are going all in on a gun, you know, against the Second Amendment during this 2016 election cycle? He writes, the recent deadly shooting at an Oregon community college, like so many before it, isn't likely to lead to new federal laws designed to curb dangerous people's access to guns. While this understandably frustrates supporters of gun safety legislation, there is reason for them to be hopeful. The National Rifle Association's days of being a political powerhouse may be numbered. Why? The answer is in the numbers. Support for and opposition to gun control is closely associated with several demographic characteristics, including race, level of education, and whether one lives in a city. Nearly all are trending forcefully against the NRA. The core of the NRA support comes from white, rural, and relatively less educated voters. This demographic is currently influential in politics, but clearly on the wane. While the decline of white, rural, less educated Americans is generally well known, less often recognized is what this means for gun legislation. Polls show that whites tend to favor gun rights over gun control by a significant margin, 57% to 40%. Yet whites, who comprise 63% of the population today, won't be in the majority for long. Racial minorities are soon to be a majority, and they are the nation's strongest supporters for strict gun laws. An overwhelming majority of African Americans say that gun control is more important than gun rights, 72% to 24%. While the African American population shows signs of slow growth, and other racial minority groups are growing more rapidly and report even greater support for gun control, the fastest growing minority group in America is Latinos. Between 2000 and 2010, the nation's Latino population grew by 43%. Hispanics, which make up 17% of the population today, are expected to grow to 30% of the population in coming decades. Gun control is extremely popular among Hispanics, with 75% favoring gun safety over gun rights. That sounds damning, doesn't it? I mean, it's all grammatically correct. I mean, there's no ranting or raving going on there. It's quite interesting, you know, on the surface. But for Winkler and for the politicians that are going to buy into this, he's guilty of assuming that attitudes and ideas within social groups remain static. And, you know, they're not taking into account some of the variables that are around and inside those groups that are rapidly changing. His assumption that support of gun rights is a phenomenon that is white, rural, and less educated and static. He believes that the old fat white guy argument about the NRA is what he does. And they're stuck in the past. And they're stuck on this thing that a lot of us call gun culture 1.0. And gun culture 1.0 is waning. It is waning because we're aging. We are aging. I'm part of it. I try to be part of everything. I'm actually trying to be gun culture 1.5. But something that is real, that is happening here in the United States, is gun culture 2.0. They're younger. They tend to be, you know, highly educated. They're more urban, suburban, more wealthy. And it is truly a rainbow coalition of people and faiths and political beliefs. And this transcends that simple two-party dichotomy that exists today. We know that black gun ownership is the fastest-growing segment of gun ownership today. Welcome, Black America. Welcome to my brotherhood. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has been documenting for several years the fastest-growing demographic groups are young, urban, and female. They recently had an industry summit in Savannah, Georgia, focusing on the needs of the rising tide of Hispanic gun owners, a group Winkler and the anti-gun Democrats don't seem to recognize as existing, even as the firearms industry is shifting to meet the dramatically increasing demand from this group. Winkler, Winkler hasn't read current events either. Recently, coming out of the Pew poll, Black America, 54% of Black America now see gun ownership as a good thing, up from 29% in 2013, in just 2 years. In many parts of the nation, minority gun ownership and concealed carry permit applications are rising, even as concealed carry is slowing, but still rising among white Americans. That part, horribly missed. In a lot of cases, when a gun controller comes to you and presents a case to you, a position to you, it's all based upon junk science. Here, Winkler is trying to use old science, old suppositions, old samples. And they're making their push for gun control based on data and methodologies that appear to be woefully out of date. Nowhere near the actual trends today. Young black people, women, young people across the board, urban kids, these guys will be the saviors of the Second Amendment. The pop culturally tuned people. For me, see, the anti-gunners, all they see are me. They see Caucasians that are aging. That's what they see when they say the people that support gun rights. And you know, they're hiding in plain sight behind us, crowding us, is a veritable rainbow coalition, if you will, of people, young, both genders, religious, not religious. I mean, it's what the Democratic Party purports to be, and they have embraced gun rights. And therein lies their problem. One of the things that I've been concerned about were there to be a civil war here in these United States is that I'm 54 years old. And even prior to having a heart attack and open heart surgery, my mobility was beginning to wane, has been on the wane for quite some time. And I thought, wow, how bad would that be? I mean, I would do my best, but I just don't think I'm going to go that far. But I'm not going to be alone. And it's not just going to be people like me. It's going to be young people. It's going to be black people. It's going to be a lot of us. So, have at it. I'm glad you're going this way. Thanks for unmasking. We know who you are now. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to take this moment because I want to complain about something. It is closely associated with an issue, and at the same time, it is completely disassociated because it was brought to me, it was brought to my attention by a low-info young person. On the day of my open heart surgery, when my lungs didn't want to work no more, when they were trying to wake me up, my wife called my youngest son and told him that he would no longer smoke cigarettes. And my youngest son, to his credit, never smoked a cigarette or has not smoked a cigarette since that phone call, which is, that's willpower of a type that you can't even, I mean, there's a whole cottage industry behind quitting smoking. And a 24-year-old man hears his mother and just quits based upon a phone call. That was, I got to sleep through all of that. I slept. I was on Oxycontin for all of the withdrawal symptoms. Not him. He has taken up vaping. Vaping is, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like it. I've looked into it. I find nothing really that harmful about it. I have read all of the horror stories and everything else. I have not been able to find any substantiation to some of the horror stories. Like anything out there, I'm pretty sure it probably has its side effects if you get into it too much. And there are people that vape that have never smoked a cigarette. And maybe they consider this to be a safe alternative. I do consider it to be a much safer alternative than cigarettes, however. Now, the problem with vaping It has become a racket. Let me explain to you how that works. Vaping is all based upon the fluid. And with the fluid, you know, the fluid comes in varying degrees of this and that, including nicotine. You can get it at high rates of nicotine, low rates, or no nicotine at all if you want, if you just want to go through the physical act of inhaling vapor and then expelling vapor. And smoking, vaping today looks nothing like smoking a cigarette. I mean, the actual vaporizers now, that which used to look like cigarettes, or at least like big cigarettes or big shiny cigarettes, now they're beginning to look like gigantic batteries with a mouthpiece. And they're going for the bigger and better inhale and the bigger and better exhale and all this other stuff. It's become quite the art form. But once again, we come back to the fluid. Now, apparently vaping is a very big industry because there are vape stores that have opened all over the place. And the FDA wants to regulate it, of course, which I never like to see the government get involved in anything, because whenever they do, they always mess it up. I mean, do you think cars really cost the way as much as they should, you know? Do you think the average price of a car should be in the high 20,000s today? Oh, but for all the safety features that are mandated by the government, as they attempt to guarantee you safety in an unsafe world. They've decided to mandate your guarantee for safety. That's how come cars cost as much as they do today. That's one reason. So I don't want to see vaping regulated by the FDA. They want to get in it because the cigarette companies want to get in it. The cigarette companies have bought into it. They have bought into it. They've read the tea leaves. They see where the profitability is. And that's also part of the problem. In the beginning with vaping, when I was vaping, you could buy gigantic bottles of fluid and save a lot of money. Now they limit the size to it. And yesterday we went to buy my son some fluid. And this is where I get angry. Okay? They didn't have one flavor he wanted, and they had a flavor from another company that had the word Patriot in it. And built into the price of the fluid that had the word Patriot in it was an additional $7 in cost. When I asked about this, the little girl on the other side of the counter looked at me, beaming, saying, well, part of their proceeds go to veterans. And now you see where I get angry. I am a veteran. I'm a very proud veteran. I've recently reconnected with some old Army buddies, and it is the richest thing I've done in a long time. I wish I'd done it sooner. Because we're having some good times over the phone, and I don't know what happened. If we get together, we may inadvertently cause some vandalistic crime, just having fun, even at our advancing age. But that's all beside the point. Here we have a company that has looked at the word and the concept of being a veteran, and they've decided to hijack it. So they're taking a bunch of young people that don't know any better, selling their product to a bunch of young people in a new industry that don't know any better. And they're jacking the price up, and it turns out that for their $7 that they're giving, that you know they say advances the cause of veterans, 50 cents of that goes to veterans. I will be calling. This is the way you be an activist. This is the way to be an activist. I'm going to call the store that we bought it from last night, and I'm going to tell them what I know about what they're pushing. Then I'm going to call the company itself, and I'm going to ask them how they justify jacking a price up as much as they do when, in fact, they're only giving, out of the $7, they're giving 50 cents. 1/14 of the price increase goes to the veterans. And then I want to know how, and I want to know where, it's going to the veterans. One of the problems we have in the world today, one of the problems, and we're going to address this when we come back into the next hour, because I'm going to hit you with a Gallup poll. And it's all about the way information is disseminated. And it's all about the way it is also received. If you're going to sit there and take information in, don't you owe it to yourself before you get out there and start making decisions and making calls for things to change here, change there, to at least find out if that information is correct? Now, what I'm going to do here on this scale is I'm going to decide whether I'm ever going to buy that particular kind of vapor and or go to that store again. And I'm not going to put them out of business. I know that, but it doesn't matter because I'm affecting me. I don't care about affecting them. I'm going to let them know what they've done to lose a customer. They may react to that. They may not. I have no idea. But we have a gigantic fraud being perpetrated here in the United States, and it has become mainstream. And it always seems to be, it always has one of two goals: separate us from our money, separate us from our rights. Now, most of the people I know are aware of that. And that's not the problem. The people I know are not the problem. Because one of the people I know, they're not criminals, so they're not perpetrating crime of guns. And two, they actually take the time to dig into stuff. And listen, don't ever take anything I say to be gospel. I might be getting it wrong. And more than anything else, I want to get it right. And if I lead you to find me the right answer, okay, talk to me. That doesn't include a lot of other things, though, you know, and I'm not going into that right now. But we're going to talk about information and the digesting and processing and action that we need to take against the information being presented to us, because that's going to be the difference between remaining a republic and becoming a dictatorship. Right now, we're going to roll into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.